the largest prank call radio station in the nation. You're listening to Prank Call Nation. Prank Call Nation. Prank Call
Nation. Cactus, 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 cactus.
Hi there, this is Roy, and you're listening to the Snowplow Show for December 23rd, 2015. Today's show is sponsored by Tony in Arizona, and on this show we're going to call Uber drivers and pretend to be cab drivers and threaten to set their cars on fire. It's going to be so great, so let's go ahead and get started on that. Today is a live show, live in the PCN chat room, because PCN is a thing that exists and will never go away, so let's get started on that.
News, sports, music, but mostly prank calls. You're listening to Prank Call Nation.
I got this email from Jasper Flax. Jasper Flax says, "Hey, Arby." Wait, no, he didn't say hey. He says, "Arby, this looks like a potentially fruitful list for your roofing pranks. Provides work and home phones along with home addresses. Hope this works for you." And he sends me a PDF list. It's not a very long list. But a while back, I kind of put out a call saying that I wanted people's work phone numbers but their home addresses so that I could call them and pretend to be at their house doing some sort of crazy construction thing at their house. And this list has that, and I don't understand what this list is. It's some sort of business people list. Hold on, let me zoom in on this tiny print. The International Association of Administrative Professionals. And then there's a thing that says Chapter of Excellence. Be the One, like a big inspirational logo. Be the One. I don't understand what it is. It's a membership directory. The first lady on the list, her name's Christy, and her email address is ameritrade.com. If you guys know what that is, it's like a stock trading thing. It's very business-like, very corporate. Lots of business people on here. So I'm just going to call her work and see what happens. Call Christy's work.
Sorry, Christy is not available. Record your message at the tone when you are finished.
Fuck. So far, so good. Oh,
this is in finance. This is Laura.
Hi, is Marilyn Brown available?
Marilyn retired about 2.5 years ago.
Ah, fucking shit. All right. I'll just try her at home, I guess.
Okay.
All right, well, all right, thanks for nothing. Okay. So this list is from 2012. I just kind of assumed they would all still have their jobs, because they're corporate businessy people. But no. Probably none of these are going to work, and I'm just going to quit the show and accomplish nothing at all.
Correspondent Lending, this is Patty. How can I help you?
Hi, is Jennifer Cormier available?
She no longer works at First National.
Oh, fuck. Is there...
Pardon me?
I said, oh, fuck. I thought she was still there.
No.
Okay, well, I don't know. I guess I'll try her home phone.
Okay.
But, you know, like, really, fucking shit. Why'd she leave?
Pardon me?
I said, fucking shit. Why did she leave?
I heard you.
Why'd you say part of me?
Because of your language.
Oh, when
you
I said...
You might want to...
You mean where I said fucking shit?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's not a big deal. Come on, we're adults.
Is there something I can help you with?
Oh, no, I was just hoping to talk to Jennifer.
She's not here anymore.
Well, you already told me that, and then I was like, fuck, you know? I wonder why she quit.
She found something else.
Where'd she go?
And who am I speaking with?
My name's Roy.
And who are you with?
I'm a telemarketer. I was going to try and sell her something.
Okay, you can go away.
But
goodbye.
But then fuck, you know? Well, this really blows. My whole idea is not working.
Technical Services, Kay speaking. May I help you?
Hi, Kay. This is Roy from Royco Construction.
Okay.
And we're at your house right now. We're doing your roof.
And no, you aren't.
What do you mean, no, I'm not?
You're doing my roof?
Yeah, we're taking your roof off today, but we had kind of a problem.
At where?
Over on...
You better not be.
Oh, no, we've taken the roof off already. It's just the problem is that some of the wood underneath...
You took the roof off? Yeah. We didn't even order it.
Oh, no, someone from... it says K... and it has your address.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Okay, well, all right, I'm sorry. But anyway, the problem, was what I was trying to tell you, is that some of the plywood underneath the shingles was rotted. So one of our workers fell through to inside the house. And he's been, you know, he's hurt his ankle.
Well, for one thing, I never had any roof to be done.
Are you saying you're not going to pay for this? Because we've already taken the roof off. And you signed a contract.
No, I never.
Well, someone named Kay signed the contract and they sent us to your house.
No, I never.
Well, we've taken the roof off already. You're saying we shouldn't put the new one on?
Can you hold on a second?
Why?
I need to call my husband to verify that he didn't do something, because I never signed a contract with you, ever.
Well, there's no... It just says K here on the form.
Well, I didn't do it.
Okay, well, you don't need to get an attitude with me. I mean,
I'm just worried that my house is... if you took my roof off...
Mm-hmm.
And it's wet outside...
Well, no, we're gonna put plastic over it. If you're not gonna.
But I didn't order a new roof. I don't need a new roof.
We're gonna put tarp over it though, so it doesn't get wet.
I don't need a new roof.
Okay, well, it's already been done. We've already taken the old roof off. So, do you want us just to leave your roof just completely open and just put tarp on it and go home?
I think you need to stay there for 1 minute while I get my husband on the phone and verify what's going on.
Okay.
And figure out what is the deal, because I have no money to pay you,
okay.
And I didn't authorize
anything. Well, we're not finishing then. I mean, we're just going home. If you're not even going to pay us for it, we're just leaving.
Well, I need to find out what I need to do as getting this taken care of.
Someone's got to pay for this tarp, so if you're not going to pay for tarp, I'm not going
to
put any...
Well, that's what I'm saying. So I'm you need to hold on a minute, okay?
And plus, this guy fell...
I can talk to my husband.
He fell into your house. Is your husband at the house? Because nobody's answering the door.
No, nobody is home.
Oh,
just the dog.
Okay.
And I would imagine the dog's probably not very happy.
Oh,
he's right now.
Not happy because this guy fell through the ceiling and landed inside.
And who am I talking to?
My name is Roy from Royco Construction.
Roy. Royco Construction.
Yeah, and they filled out the form to have your roof taken off online.
40281, right?
Yep, that's it. Yay,
okay,
you have a caller ID.
Just hold on 1 second.
Okay. This is corporate hold music. This roof is really fragile.
I cannot get a hold of my husband to get home.
Okay.
Can you stay there for just a few minutes so I can take off work and get there?
Sure, yeah, but, I mean, we're already packing up to go home because Chad had to leave because his ankle's hurt, and we only have two other guys here.
I will be there in less than 15 minutes.
Are you rushing? Oh, sorry, I gotta... We're cutting through the roofing slat things.
Don't cut anything.
No, we're just using the circular saw on it. It's okay.
But you shouldn't be doing anything to my roof. I never authorized anything.
I know, but online they said you want to put a dormer on the roof.
No. Like,
so if you have someone staying in the attic, they can see out a window out the front.
Absolutely not.
So we have to cut through these.
No, absolutely not. Don't do any more work. Right. Stay there.
Doug, stop. Stop cutting. I don't think he heard me.
I did not authorize anything to be done to my house.
Oh.
So okay. I don't know what's happening, but it's I'm heading that way.
Okay. Well, I told Doug to stop cutting those things because we're not going to put a dormer on if you're not going to pay us, because you already said you're scamming us.
I'm not scamming you. I didn't do anything.
Okay.
Just stay there. I will be there in less than 15 minutes.
It's hard to stop once we started. Okay. All right. I'll be waiting.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Doug! So she's rushing over. All right, let me get a post-it. Since I'm using a PDF and I can't edit it, I can't write notes. She said she's going to be there in 15 minutes. So, I'm going to call her at 1:35. We can't forget. I know, Fletch. I need to get a PDF editor. Damn it. She's going to be so surprised when she gets home and her roof's still on her house. So Jasper Flax, you are forgiven for those other crappy first ones at the beginning. I guess.
You're listening to the Prank Call Nation Network Machine.
Hello.
At prankcallnation.com.
Let's move on to the next person on the list. Her name is Rena.
Electric.
Hi, is this Rena?
No, Rena no longer works here.
Ah, fuck.
Excuse me?
I said, fuck. I mean, it sucks. I was trying to get a hold of her, and she gave us this as her work number.
Good luck.
Fuck. Fucking shit. Corporate people do not like cursing. Corporate companies. They are afraid of the fuck word, apparently. All right, we're going to call Eva. Oh, there's a picture of Eva. Look at Eva in her corporate suit thing.
Facilities, this is Kim.
Hi, is Eva there?
She is not. Can I help you with something?
Oh, does she still work there?
Yes, she's just out on leave.
Oh, okay. I'll try her at home, I guess.
Okay, thank you.
She said she's going to be at work. Do you know when she'll be back?
I don't, actually.
Oh, fuck.
Is there something I can help you with?
Or? No, I thought she'd be there, so I'm just disappointed, and I'm just like, fuck.
Sorry.
Yeah, you know, fucking shit. Stupid Eva. All right, well, have a nice day.
Thanks.
Bye. I think she giggled at me. I hope Kay doesn't get in a car wreck rushing to her house to look at her roof. Stop them from putting the dormer on the front.
Planning and Design.
Hi, is this Janet?
No, would you like to speak to Janet?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Just one moment. This is Janet, may I help you?
Hey, Janet, this is Roy from Roy Co. Roofing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just needed to let you know we had a small problem here at your house where we're taking your roof off.
You're not taking the roof off my house.
Oh, yeah. Here on Saratoga Street?
01 Saratoga Street?
Yeah. We've taken the roof off already, but we ran into a small problem.
Oh, no, you're kidding me.
No, why do you say... Hello? Oh, crap. Damn it. She hung up. Add some hammers. And that'll convince her.
RDG, Planning and Design.
Oh, could I talk to Janet, please? We got disconnected.
Oh, sure. Hold on.
Thanks.
This is Janet.
Janet, I don't know why you're hanging up on me. We have an employee that's hurt here. There was some rot underneath the shingles and the plywood. And one of our...
You're not taking the roof off my house. We have no one taking the roof off my house.
We've...
You must be at the wrong place or have the wrong place.
No, I'm at... 01 Saratoga Street, and we were given a work order to take this roof off. And
my husband's there. He would let me know if they were taking
and
the roof off.
There's some
I'm sorry, you must have the wrong
There's
person.
Nobody here because we tried knocking. Ah. All right. Foiled by the husband, I guess. These corporate people are just too smart for me. 4 minutes till K. K.
First Data, this is Jackie. May I help you?
Hi, is Linda there?
Linda's no longer with the company. Is there something I can help you with?
Oh, fuck. I thought she'd still be there.
What do you mean you thought she'd still be here?
Well, she gave us this as her work number. So, you know, fuck.
Oh. Well, what does that mean? Do you know her personally, or?
Oh, well, sort of. I mean, yes and no.
Okay.
I'm just disappointed that she's not there, so I'm just like,
she retired.
Fuck. I'm just like, fuck.
Oh, she retired.
Yeah, fucking shit.
Is there something I can help you with, or?
No, I guess not. I was just going to do some telemarketing work.
Okay, well, she's not here, so you're good.
Fuck. All right.
Have a great day.
Name off my list.
Thank you.
Bye.
Law Presbyterian Seminary Foundation. This is Susan.
Oh, is Linda available?
Linda no longer works here.
Oh, fuck. I thought she'd still be there. I'm sorry. Okay. Where'd she go?
Well, who's calling, please?
My name is Dave.
Dave?
Dave.
All right. Is there anyone else who might be able to help you? Or?
No, just Linda. Fuck.
I'm not sure I appreciate that language.
Oh, well, no, I'm just disappointed that she's not there, so I'm just like, fucking shit. Fucking
shit. Well, I'm going to hang up now. If anyone else could help you, please
let
me know.
Fucking shit. Cunt canoe. Nobody appreciates my language. Oh, okay, hold on. It's time for me to call Kay back. All right, so this list, it includes her home phone number and her cell phone number, and her work number and her birth date, a bunch of other shit. This should be hilarious. She has a cell phone with no voicemail. Let's try her home phone. Maybe she's inside to make sure there's not a hole in her ceiling. And she doesn't have an answering machine in her home either. What the hell? How's she not have a machine in her home?
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at this.
Try one more time.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless.
Well, damn it. Okay, I guess we're not going to talk to Kay. That's a bummer.
Help. This is Janet. May I help you?
Hi, Janet. This is Roy from Royco Construction.
Okay.
And I have a question about your roof. We're taking your roof off today, you know? And
okay. Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you. Is this not Janet McDonald?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we're taking your roof off today over on South 48th.
You're taking it off.
Yeah, we've taken it off, but we ran into a small problem. There's an area that was rotted, and one of my coworkers, Chad, he was standing on that area, and he fell through into the inside of the house. So we're going to need to replace some plywood here. It's not very expensive. I just thought you should know before we proceeded with it.
Okay. I'm really confused.
Why are you confused? It's just rot. The wood.
Okay, who hired you, though?
Well, it says here in the form that you did. To take off your roof?
No.
Do you not live at 50 South 48th?
Okay, yes.
Oh, okay, yeah, we're at your house right now. We just took your entire roof off.
You're joking. Yeah, is this a prank?
No, why would you say it's a prank? I'm just trying to let you know about a problem that we have here while we're doing the work.
Hold on just a second, okay?
Okay, sure. The hell, Janet?
Hello?
Hi.
Okay.
Okay, what?
So what's the address you're at?
50 South 48th. It's So you didn't order you didn't order a new
roof? 48th what? Street or Ave?
I don't know which one it is. It just says 48th on this form, and that's where we're at. We're at the house.
Because I have not ordered any work to be done on my roof.
Oh, well, someone used your name then. They used our form online. It's a new thing we set up on our website where you can just submit your work orders online.
How long have you guys been there then?
Just about an hour now. Just long enough to take the roof off. We're getting ready to saw into the roof things for the dormer. We're going to put a big dormer and a window on the front part. Are you saying we should stop?
Well, I haven't requested any work.
Okay, well, we've done it already. I mean, I guess we can quit and leave, but then you won't have a roof. You know? So you want us to stop, I guess? Okay. We'll stop then.
Okay.
We'll go home.
Okay.
But, you know, it's kind of rainy out. You might want to pick up some tarp on the way home to put on this roof.
Okay.
Might want to do that. I don't see why do you have such an attitude with me? I was just calling to...
Because I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what a roof is.
I know what a roof is, but I did not order anything to be done to the roof.
You know roofs don't last forever, and they have to be replaced periodically. So that's what we're doing. We're replacing your roof.
And who's paying for this, then?
You are. It's got your name on it. You better pay.
I don't think so, because I never ordered anything.
Okay, well, you can just not have a roof on your house. And we're not cleaning up the yard either, where we threw all the shingles down.
Okay.
Thanks. Fuck that shit. Why should we clean up your yard if you're not even paying us, you big scammer? You know she'll be wondering all day at work today, is my roof gone or is it there? I don't know.
Prank call station in the nation. You're listening to Prank Call Nation.
If your roof has a leak or if your floor has caved in, our professional workers will come to care of it. If you need a new trapdoor to your laundry room, we don't have to tell your landlord what we're going to do. We aren't licensed or bonded. We don't deal with permits. We'll install a pool for you and do it in a split. With our late night installs, visit Royco in Telephone Falls.
Royco Construction will handle all of your construction and handyman needs, whether it be plumbing, roofing, work around the house, or heck, I'll even come over and mop your floors. Give us a call at 536-7859 for a free estimate, or come visit us on 8th Street right next to McDaverson's Grocery Store. Mention KFAL for a $10 discount.
Visit Royco in Telephone Falls.
Okay, let's finish up this list. Stupid list that's not even working. Well, I mean, it's sort of working. I'm going to be really sad if Kay doesn't pick up her work phone when I call it back later.
Physiology, this is Cindy.
Hey, Cindy, this is Roy from Royco Construction.
Yes.
And I just needed to let you know we have a problem with, we're taking your roof off today, your house. And there's...
not my house.
Oh, is this not Cindy Norton?
Yes, why are you taking my roof off?
Oh, there was an order placed to have your roof replaced.
No.
You didn't place an order? Did your husband do it, maybe? Because we're here. We've already removed the roof.
No.
Here on W Street.
Yeah, no. Who placed this order?
It says here on the order form, Cindy did. Are you Cindy?
No.
Are you Cindy Senior? Or Junior?
I'm Cindy Norton.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, is there a Cindy Junior, maybe? Maybe she placed the order.
No.
Oh, okay.
And what company are you with?
I'm with Royco Construction. And we already removed the roof. I was calling to tell you about a problem because we found some rot underneath the roof, underneath the shingles.
We just had that roof replaced about 2 years ago.
Well, you shouldn't replace it then if it's only been 2 years. These things are good for like at least 30 years.
No, I did not talk to anybody.
I mean, that's kind of a waste of money to replace it every 2 years.
I did not talk to anybody. We did not talk to anybody about replacing a roof.
Oh, well, they submitted the order online, but we're here. We did the work. I mean,
no order was submitted online.
Yeah, no, yes, it was. It's through our new system, through our website.
No.
So you don't live at 8 W Street?
Yes, we live there, but nothing has been done. I have not replaced. Why would I have my roof replaced when it's less than 3 years old?
That's what I was asking. I thought that was really stupid to do. I mean, it seems like a waste of money, but it's not.
I will be there.
But
okay,
there's a problem. Can I tell you?
This is a mistake.
Okay, all right.
And I am not paying for it.
Well, we still have to take apart the joist things in the roof, whatever those are called. We're cutting those.
I don't know. You're the contractor. You should know what those are called.
Well, we're cutting those out right now because we're going to put a big dormer in the front.
No, you just stop. Stop all work. I will be there. This is a mistake. Do not touch my roof.
Well, we've already started and the contract's been filled out.
Do not touch my roof, sir.
These are union workers, and if we stop, they're going to sue us or something.
I'm telling you to stop.
Okay, I'll tell him to stop, but you never even listened to the original problem I had.
Sir, we did not ask for a new roof.
Okay, but do you want to hear the problem? There was some rot, and Chad, one of my coworkers, he fell through the roof. He's inside the house now.
He's inside my house.
Yeah, well, because the roof was rotting. I mean, this is dangerous. You could have killed him.
Okay, I will be there, sir, okay?
But he fell through. Oh, it's too late, Steve Insanity. I can't tell her to calm her tits. I wish I could have.
Your call has been answered by Audrey.
Cindy Norton.
She's not picking up. She just rushed right out of there. I wonder how long it takes her to get home. All right, let me write myself another post-it. Call Cindy Norton. What should I give her, like 10 minutes maybe? Yeah, 11 minutes. I'm going to call her at 2:05. And let's see. Let's call Kay up. Let's call Kay at work and see if she thinks the joke was funny.
You have reached the desk of K CPS CAP. I'm sorry.
What happened to Kay? I bet you she was rushing to her house, and she probably got in a car wreck and died. So rest in peace, Kay. I didn't mean to kill you. It was just supposed to be a prank call, but I'm really sorry that it happened this way. That's two people that got kind of pissed off about their roof.
HDR, this is Scott.
Is Pat Roth there?
You know, I believe she is no longer with the company.
Ah, fucking shit. Okay.
Was there anyone else you would like to speak with, or?
Oh, no, just Pat Roth, but fucking shit, she's not there.
Yep.
Fucking shit. You know? You know?
Was there anything else I could help you with, or?
Do you have her home number?
I don't.
All right. Well, fuck! This must be a club for really old people, because most of them are retiring within 3 years.
This is Andrea.
Is Sarah Schimpf there?
Oh, I'm not sure she's at her desk, but I can look her phone number up and transfer her.
Okay.
Okay.
Where are you going to transfer her to?
I'm going to transfer you to Sarah.
Oh.
And let me just look up her phone number. I'm not sure. And I can give you her direct dial number as well.
Oh, she told me it was this one. She's such a liar.
Pardon me?
She's such a liar. She told me this number was hers.
Oh, well, maybe you dialed wrong. I can transfer you to her.
Okay, that'd be great.
Okay.
Transfer me to the liar.
Okay, hold on just one moment.
It's a good day. This is Sarah.
Oh, hey, Sarah. This is Roy from Royco Construction.
Okay, hi.
Hi, I was just calling about the work we're doing at your house today. We ran into some problems.
What?
We're replacing your siding on your house.
No.
And
no, not.
Oh, did I reach the wrong Sarah? Is this Sarah?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're at your house today. We're replacing your siding.
What's the address?
It's 73 Circle.
Huh.
Did your husband do this maybe? You don't know about it?
You know what? I'm going to have you call a different number and talk to Mary. Yeah, I don't know anything about this.
Oh, okay. Well, you do live at 73 Circle?
That's where I live.
Yeah, we're replacing all of your siding today. We're putting black siding up. We've already done the front of the house, and we're working on the side.
Who is this?
This is Roy from Royco Construction.
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
But the problem is we found some beehives behind the siding.
So, wait a second. I know. I think someone's pranking me.
I'm not pranking you, ma'am. I'm with Royco Construction.
Okay. So, was my name on this?
Yeah, yours is the only name on this form. It's an order for to have your siding replaced. It's going to be black vinyl siding.
I don't know anything about this.
Okay. Well, should we go ahead and finish up?
I have a different number for you.
Okay, who is this? Who am I calling?
My partner.
Okay.
So, because it isn't my house.
Whose house is it?
So the number, you'll be talking to Mary.
Okay.
And her number is 415.
Is she at the house? Because we tried knocking and nobody's answering.
No, she's, I think she probably works.
You don't know if she works?
Right. Who is this?
Well, you're saying you don't think she works. Don't you know?
Okay.
I mean, she's your partner, Jesus. Okay, so I guess I'll call Mary, and what do I say to her? Hello?
So, can you tell me what's your last name?
Sherbell.
And your number?
Oh, I can't give that to you. You don't even own the house. So I'm just going to call Mary, I guess.
That sounds good.
Okay. Fine. I got to hurry. You know, she's going to be texting Mary any second or calling her or something. So corporate partner or partner? I sure don't know.
This is Mary.
Oh, hey, Mary. This is Roy from Royco Construction. I'm just calling about your...
When you're with who?
Royco Construction.
Okay.
Sarah told me to call you. She gave me your number because we're replacing the siding at your house today.
No, you're not.
Oh, no, we are. We've already taken the siding off, and we're putting the new siding on right now.
No, you're not.
What do you mean, no, we're not? We are. We're a construction company.
Yeah, well, when I meet you there at that construction site in 15 minutes.
Okay, we're at 70 Circle.
Okay, we'll meet you there.
Yeah, we'll be here, motherfucker. She hung up. That was pointless. Whatever. Okay. We're almost to the end of the list. I still want to give Cindy Norton a call at 2:05. Oh, it looks like I'm scheduled to call her right now. How many people do I have left? Let's see. Oh, not many. Let's just go ahead and finish up my list here first, and then I'll call Cindy Norton, and I'll give Kay a try back. See if Kay will pick up yet. Maybe she didn't die. Maybe she just got in a minor fender bender. It's possible.
Good afternoon, United Seeds.
Hi, is Nancy Simpson there?
Nancy's retired.
Oh, fuck. Really?
Yeah. Is this something I can help you out with?
Well, fucking shit. No, I just wanted to talk to her.
Okay. Sorry.
I'm a Nigerian. I was going to try and scam her out of money.
Oh. Okay.
I'm glad you think that's funny to trick old people out of money. You're kind of a dick.
Yeah.
All right. Well, bye. Everybody's retired.
College of Medicine, this is Diane.
Hi, Diane. This is Roy from Royco Construction. And I'm just calling,
yes?
Calling about the work we're doing today. We had kind of a problem here on your roof while we were taking it off.
Nope. Wrong number.
This isn't Diane?
This is Diane.
Oh, okay.
I do not have any roof problems.
Oh, no, we're taking the roof off. We're replacing the roof.
No.
You don't live on
wrong
South
person. Sorry.
30, South 35th Avenue? Ah.
Your call is being answered by Audic.
Whatever.
Diane Stern.
It's ignoring my calls now. Let's see. I think I might be on the last one. Nope, no home address on that one. This one, Vicky, she's got to work. She's got to react good because this is the last person. Last person on the list.
Hi, you've reached Christy Davis in the radiology department.
Damn it, Christy. And that's not even the right person. It's supposed to be Vicky. I think the show's over. It's over. But we're going to call Cindy Norton right now first. Cindy was the most recent one to get upset and rush out of her office to her home, I think. Possibly getting in a car wreck and dying on the way.
Physiology, this is Kim.
Hi, is Cindy available?
She's on the line. Can I take a message?
Oh, I can just try back. Does she usually stay on the phone for...
Hello? Oh, here she is.
Oh, hello, Cindy?
Hello?
Cindy?
Yes.
Remember that time I prank called you and said we were taking your roof off?
Yes.
Wasn't that funny?
Who is this?
This is Roy from Royco Construction.
No, who is this?
My name is Roy. I'm from Royco Construction. I really do work for Royco Construction, but we're not really taking your roof off today.
All right, so what are you doing then?
It was just a joke. It's a slow day here at the office, here at Royco, so I'm just prank calling people.
Well, it's not very funny.
Well, not to you. Did you rush home?
No, I did not.
Did you call someone to see if your roof was really off?
What do you want with me?
Did you call a neighbor and ask him to look? We're just making prank calls, but I want to see how it went, because it's kind of boring that I didn't get to see it. So can you just describe the craziness that happened after you slammed down the phone on me? Oh my God, that other lady was sitting there listening the whole time. She's listening on the extension. What the hell kind of hobo business lets you even do that? Pick up extension phones and listen.
You have reached the desk of KPPS CAP, Secretary of Information Technology.
Darn it. All right. Well, I think I'm done with this whole thing. So thank you, Jasper Flax, for sending this list in. And, it was fun. Some people got upset about it. That was kind of humorous. One lady died. Rest in peace, Kay.
The largest prank call station in the nation. You're listening to Prank Call Nation.
You know, I forgot to do the voicemails in the middle of today's show. So instead of in the middle of today's show, I'm just going to do the voicemails on the end of the show. Basically, it's the end of the show right now, and you should just tune out and not listen to these stupid voicemails. But if you like voicemails, if you're into that sort of thing, I'm going to play a shitload of voicemails today.
Hi, Brad. I check out those YouTube videos of the UK Black Fridays. There's a lot of people fighting over, like, a TV and stuff.
Yep.
You've got to give those YouTube videos a check. Well, anyway, I wanted to phone up to say that the cause of mass confusion idea, what about adding a quiz sort of thing to it where you ask the customer some general knowledge questions? And something you can, and then probably make an idea out of it. I can't think of an idea, so if I'll just mention
the
general.
Oh my god, take your meds. That's enough of you. I always have to turn my mixer way down whenever he calls in, because he's always screaming.
Hey Brad, this is El Hombre. What up?
Yay, I know how to pronounce your name now.
Okay, I got a bit of a joke for you, and it goes like this. What's the difference between ignorance and apathy?
I don't know. What does this joke have to do with telephones or my show?
I don't know, and I don't care!
Ha 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 ha.
It's not a phone joke, is it? Anyways, I just thought I'd say hey, what up, and enjoying the shows, and keep them up, keep them going, and
okay,
make calls
bye.
With the phone.
See
machine.
You later.
Bye.
Have a nice day.
Hey, Brad. This is Joe Biggs.
Hey, Joe.
I was listening to some of the old shows. And you should call back that Peter guy from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, or Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory.
Blasphemy. You don't call it Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Cactus.
Even though that's the name of the original book. Yeah, I wish I knew where that was. I know it's I think it's an old phone show or just a conference or something. But years ago, I think it was Nunu that gave me the phone number of the kid who played Charlie in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, the 1970s version. And I called him up and he didn't answer, so I hacked his answering machine. And if anyone knows where that is, send me a link to it or tell me, you know, exactly what time and which show it is. And maybe I'll play it on the next show. Assuming it's even funny. I don't even remember. It's been so long since I've heard that.
Hey, Brad. DJ Greg here. I just want to let you know that you're pissing me off!
Oh, shit.
Why are there no new shows? I don't think about maybe contributing money through Patreon
to
not get shows, Brad.
Fuck
I'm
you.
Here to get shows.
Eat
and
shit,
I'm not getting shows. So I want an excuse.
Die in a fire.
I want to know... why you are letting me...
Guess what? I'm playing your voicemail on a new show.
And millions of people around the world that listen to this show...
I wish.
...that look to this show for inspiration in these dark times. Why there are no shows, Brad? Why? I'm sickened. You're making me sick. I'm sickened to talk about it.
I'm not sorry.
I'm just sick. And your fault, Brad. And fuck McGrappy McMack. Whatever the fuck his name is. All right, bye, Brad. Love you.
Fuck that guy.
Hey, Brad. I was wondering if you could tell Maria to listen to your show more often. Mary
Who the
Cactus.
Fuck is Maria? What is with the voicemails today? I don't know what's going on.
Hi, Roy. I was just wanting to know if me or anyone would ever see you in public, if you would be all right with, you know, us coming up and shaking your hand or getting a picture with you.
No.
Or are you just like one of those celebrities.
I'm a germaphobe.
Don't like paparazzis and all that stuff, but thanks. Bye.
So you're a paparazzi? Now, you're just making the assumption that I ever leave my house, and I don't. So good luck accidentally bumping into me out on the street.
Ha ha. You don't know which phone number the performance art will come from. First, I'm going to drop you into a drawer and open and close it very slammingly.
Hi,
then
Corbin.
I'm going to bounce the telephone off of the chair 2 times, and then I'm going to throw it at the pillows on the bed. Treat you like the little girl you are.
Yay. That was amazing. Thanks, Corbin guy.
Hey, Brad, did you know that if you take RBCP and add O's in the middle, I'm kidding, I'm not saying that. I just wanted to say that your shows are awesome and that it's great. I love the Snowplow show. I've been watching for several years.
Watching?
It's good, so... keep doing what you're doing, buddy.
Thanks.
Hey, Brad. I'm Braden. I'm a blind 16-year-old from Canada.
Aha, you're blind.
I love your show, man.
Sorry, that was mean.
After I went blind, like, I didn't think that anything would really make me happy. But like,
sounds like a Hot Pocket's about to make you happy right now.
You fucking make me laugh, dude. You're hilarious. Keep up good work, man.
Aw, thanks. I'm sorry I laughed at your blindness.
Hey, Brad. I'm just driving home from work. I thought I'd leave you a message.
Oh, it's like
I've been
my mother.
Having some great success making prank phone calls, calling hotels, and trying to get, like, a room for, like, 3 or 4 months. And, you know, when you say that, when you, like, ask them about monthly rates or whatever, they will, like, jump, like, at the opportunity to, like, sell you those rooms, because I'm sure they get some kind of commission or something like that. They're always super, super eager to try and get 3 or 4 months. But anyway, it leads on to, you know, I need 4 months of hotel space so I can grow marijuana. And, you know, I had some luck, you know, telling them, like, oh, I need to take all the beds out because, you know, all the water from, you know. And it's all about the slow reveal that you're trying to grow marijuana, but then you do reveal it and they get mad at you and yell at you. Anyway, I don't think I stole that idea.
Get their hopes all up and then you just crush their dreams.
Yeah, from you. I've heard, like, almost all the shows. So, you know, if that's a new idea to you and you feel like it's funny, then, you know, fucking use it, man.
I'm going to steal it.
Otherwise.
It's mine now.
Fuck off. I don't know. I love you. Bye.
I'm going to delete this voicemail and then steal that prank for myself. And he'll never know.
Hey, Brad. I missed the Go Cup song. If you could play that right now and go take a piss, that would be awesome. Thanks.
No, I won't. Request denied. I'll put a link in the show notes, though, for you, in case you're too lazy to just Google Go Cup song by Reefer Badness.
RBCP stands for Revolutionary Bolshevik Communist Party. Listeners,
how'd you know?
Do not be fooled. Stop listening to the Snowplow Show immediately.
Crap.
Mr. Brad Carter, if that is your real name, we've got our eye on you.
Don't you mean your cacti?
Hey, ba-dum. Brad. I was calling about your sponsor issue that you have.
Oh,
I just
what
thought of
issue?
An idea, and I figured I'd run it by you.
My latest idea is just to stop doing shows. You know, just do a show like every week or so, and not send anything out in the mail anymore. That's my new idea.
So, yeah, you know how you spoof somebody's caller ID, and then that random person gets the fallout? Well, I was thinking you could have two sponsors for the show. One your regular sponsor, and then one the fallout guy. And the fallout guy, you know, you use his caller ID, you know, his phone number or whatever. And then
I kind of like this idea.
When all the people start calling him, then he can have fun too and screw with the people again. So, yeah, I just figured, you know, I'd run that by you and see what you thought. Cactus.
The only problem with that idea is usually I use a phone number that's local to the area that I'm calling. And, I mean, I guess I could call people local to the sponsor's area, but I don't know if anyone even wants that to happen to them. Maybe I'll just do a trial of that without the sponsor's permission. I'll just put their phone numbers in there. Or I'll use the phone numbers of people that leave voicemails for me. I'll let them get all the angry phone calls and the calls from the police. What could go wrong?
Hey, Brad. This is Grim. Remember Grim from Xbox?
I remember you.
Well, guess what?
Uncle Grandpa.
I'm pretty fucking irate with you right now, you goddamn motherfucker. Because you haven't been sending packages. Where the hell are the packages, Brad?
Guess what? Right now on my desk, there are a big stack of things that were supposed to be mailed out a week ago or 2 weeks ago. And the sticker company, they didn't send my stickers, and I had to write them back and back and forth. And I don't know what happened with that, but they took forever to send my stickers, so I'm completely blaming them, even though it's really my fault. I could have ordered these stickers months ago. But I swear to you, I have a big stack of cards and envelopes, and your name is on one of them. I know your real name. I remember writing your name last night when I did these cards. So stuff is going out in the mail soon. I promise, and I know it's been a really long time since I've mailed stuff out, too. I kind of suck with that. Worse than doing shows, even.
Snorting all of our goddamn money up your goddamn nose with all the cocaine you've been doing? Well, yeah, I know about that, Brad. I heard all about it from the drug dealers.
Crap.
Well, anyway, I just want to know where my package is, because I tend to pay $10 a month, and I want to know where it is, okay?
Wouldn't you rather I use all my free time to do shows instead of addressing envelopes all evening?
The mail?
Like I did last night?
I don't know. You haven't fucking told anybody about anything, goddammit, Brad.
Shut up.
Plus, you haven't been doing
Shut
that
up.
Many shows. All right.
I'll see you
later, Brad. Bye.
Bye. Just kidding. I love you. Every time I watch Netflix in my living room, I always see your name popping up. Grim is online and playing Grand Theft Auto. I'm getting really sick of it. I think I need to delete you.
Oh, hey, Brad. This here's Pete. I'd like to,
Hey, Pete.
say just how much I love you, and I wrote a song for you. It goes like this.
Great.
honey, baby, you're my favorite PLA caller. You make me happy with your phone calls, and your smile brings joy to my world. And I bet that you probably don't know my name, but I can't go on living with my heart aflame, 'cause I love you, honey, baby.
Aw, how sweet. More callers should do that on the voicemail.
Hey, Brad, I just wanted to call in. It's been a while since I called. Wanted to say that I'm loving the show these days. You're doing a great job. And on the last show that I listened to, today's December 6th-ish, you talked about a deal for an Android for $10. And I just wanted to say thank you for recommending that. Although I got ripped off because I didn't know they sold it at Walmart, and I actually bought it online, and I got like $20 in tax and like shipping.
Uh-huh.
So kind of got screwed over on that.
But I paid like $9.82 or something like that.
It's actually a really good phone.
No, it's not. It's a shitty phone. Come on.
I'm using it right now. Well, I say really good. The sound quality is probably terrible.
Oh, no. Actually, the sound quality sounds awesome.
I'm sure when I listen to it on the podcast, I can tell. Nope. But anyway, I hope you have a good holiday if this airs after Christmas, you have a good one.
You know, it's weird how much I've seen those phones featured on different blogs and stuff. Like, people just reviewing what a $10 Android phone is like. And a lot of them just go on and on about how shitty it is. But it's perfect for me. I have two of them mounted up here next to one of my monitors. And I'm using one of them for the music beds for live shows, which is really nice because it's been a long time since I've had that, since my old cell phone died. And then I've got the other one set up as just a second soundboard. So basically, I have three soundboards now. I have my two cheap Android phones, and then I have my tablet here sitting on the desk. And I was going to read this other story on the show once, but then I decided it was pointless because nobody gives a shit. But there was big news a while back because these guys came into Walmart and they purchased about 100 of those $10 Android cell phones. And of course, Walmart thought they were terrorists because they weren't white. And there was a big news story about it, and they just assumed that it was going to be used for terrorism or drug dealing, you know, burner phones. The next 9/11 is going to happen because these guys bought 100 cell phones. But that's stupid. I mean, come on, they're buying them to sell them online. Why wouldn't they? But yeah, it is weird how much I have seen those Android cell phones in the news, and I highly recommend picking them up. I think they're off sale now. They're not $10 anymore. They're like $20, which is still an amazing price for a cheap Android phone. And they work perfectly for soundboards. I haven't had a single issue with them. And if anyone wants to see my amazing new soundboard setup, I actually nailed them to a 2x4, and I covered the 2x4 with stickers from Oregon Guy. So it looks very artsy sitting up here next to my monitor, and I'll put a link in the show notes to where I posted that picture. I think I posted it on the Snowplow Show Facebook page at facebook.com/snowplowshow, but I'll put a link just in case it's not there. Because you guys care what my soundboard looks like here at my desk. Wow, I played a lot of voicemails. I think I'm going to quit now because you guys are probably sick of them by now. I played twice as much as I usually do, and I'm now only 2 weeks behind instead of 3 weeks behind. So that's great. So tomorrow night on December 24th, me and Carlito are probably going to be doing a show together. I think I mentioned this on the last show. And I don't know exactly what time we're going to go on. It's going to be at some point in the evening. I'm guessing at 7 p.m. Pacific time, maybe 8 p.m. Pacific time. 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, I don't know, just somewhere around there in the evening, be listening to Prank Call Nation at prankcallnation.com, the website that always exists and will never go anywhere. Be listening on December 24th for a live show by me and Carlito. It should be a lot of fun. And besides that show, I have some bad news for you guys. I might be gone for about a week. I'm not really sure at this point. But if I don't put a show out this Monday, I probably won't put one out for 7 days after that because I'm going to be out of town for a bit. Sorry about that, but I will be back soon, and I'll try to do more shows to make up for it. Yeah, right. We'll see about that. But anyway, Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy New Year, and I will see you all on Christmas Eve with Carlito. You know, I should give Kay one more try. I'm going to call up Kay before I end the show today, just in case. She might answer this time. She might not have gotten in a car wreck and died. We don't know for sure.
You have reached the desk of Kay Gale, CPS, CAP.
All right. Secretary. I guess she's actually dead. Rest in peace, Kay. I'm going to play a song about Kay to end the show with today, just in memory of her. Rest in peace, Kay.
Call me today. My number's 551-6893.
You just stop. Stop all work. I will be there. This is a mistake. I do not touch my roof.